What's it like and what's it mean to be number one in the state for a majority of this year and then some of last year also, really spanning two seasons?
Yeah, you know, it's all about the kids and all their hard work and dedication that they put in, not only during the season but in the off season. So, you know, how rankings go, you never know who truly is number one, but it is kind of neat for the kids to have that mark on them and to be awarded for all their hard work.
Last year, you lose to Breeze Modern Day in the sectional finals. I'm sure a lot of people kind of shocked because you didn't get further. What's changed about the team this year?
I said this last year. Anytime you get to the sectional, anyone can beat you. We were really good last year. We won 31 in a row when we played them. So, and they were a really, really good team. The same thing this year. Whenever you get to that point in the season, when you get to a sectional, everyone is good. So, you know, this year's team and last year's team compare by the way that we play together. Our girls play really hard. They play together and they share the basketball.
11 wins in a row this season, and then you take into account last year's regular season of an undefeated season. You guys have won over 40 at this point. What's the mindset of the team?
You know, it's next game. I know it's like the old cliche, but it really is. And our schedule is going to get harder coming up over this next week and then going into Benton Tournament with a really good McLeansville team and a really good Union County Kentucky team. But we just got to stay focused and get better each day and worry about probably a solid Saturday tomorrow.
You return a lot of last year's team. What's it like preparing for games when you have so much experience on your squad?
Yeah, we're an older team. You know, a lot of teams like to say that they're young and they have young kids coming up, but I've always felt like if you have an older team, that means, number one, kids are staying in your program and kids are getting better. So the experience we have coming back plays a major role in why we have been so successful so far.
With the success of last season, the disappointment of how it ended, and then the firepower you bring back, I assume this season is kind of a state or bust type of mentality, though, right?
You know, not necessarily. Last year, we did have a team that could go to state. This year, we have a team that can possibly make a run to state. But, you know, getting to state is so hard to do. A lot of teams in our area, a lot of teams across the state never get that, you know, joy of reaching their goal of getting there. So our goal right now is to win Saturday and always to compete in our conference, to win 20 wins, to win a regional. Then if you get through a regional, you have a chance to move on.
Southwestern, you're playing tomorrow night, 9-2. What do you know about the Birds?
They're really big, and they're really physical. But that's Benton, that's Massac, that's Heron, that's Murphy, that's everyone in our conference. So but they're big, they're long, and they're athletic. So you know, tomorrow's gonna be a challenge. 2.5 bus ride to Bethalto, and our JV plays before us. So sit around a little bit and then wait for our game. But we're excited to be invited to something like that at Civic.
Both teams have monstrous point differentials against their opponents there. I think +160, you guys are +200. What do you expect a high-powered offensive game?
You know, I don't know. I know they can score really well. I know we score really well. We played a really good Benton team on Tuesday, a really good Massac team on Thursday. I think we're a little bit tired right now. So hopefully our legs will be there. Throughout the whole game, not only the first half, but the second half as well. So I really think it's going to be a defensive struggle on Saturday because both teams guard the ball and they guard the basket and they guard off the ball really well.
And then you talked about that Christmas tournament you have coming up at Benton, and then you look past that. You've got, I think, 14 games in January. That's about half your season in 1 month. Is your team geared up for something like that physically at the end of the season?
I hope so. That's what all the preparation does before the season and the first 2 weeks of practice. I tell the kids, what we do now will have you prepared and in shape for the rest of the season. So, you know, it's tough. It's a tough stretch. It's going to be a hard stretch, but, you know, that is what it is. So they're just going to have to get through it and work together.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.